about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Excuse me, had to clear the phlegm there. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a couple interesting cases to talk to you about today. Remember when the birth control pill recall occurred about a year and a half ago? Well, apparently a mom who ended up getting pregnant, allegedly, while she was on those birth control pills, is suing. Her baby's 1 year old now, but is suing for mental anguish, emotional distress, and the cost of raising the baby. So we'll see where that plays out. I also want to talk about this lawsuit where a patient had demanded that a black nurse not take care of his newborn, and the hospital had given in and is being sued for that. But I'm just kind of a little confused when it comes to these lawsuits. I mean, how I look at things is, if you see somebody get sued or a company gets sued, okay, then you want to look at the case as what should they have done to prevent it. So, for example, what I'm understanding, all right, about this Michigan hospital is there was a gentleman, I don't want to even call him a gentleman, I think he had a swastika tattoo and was very open about being racist. So he very assertively and aggressively says he doesn't want a black nurse to take care of his newborn. Well, so the hospital, from what I understand, shuffled around, okay, to, from what I would think, avoid any, shall we say, racial assault on the staff. From what I understand, put a non-black nurse on the case, and now they're getting sued. Now, the reason why they're getting sued is because they acquiesced and they gave in to the patient's request, which was racist. Yet, as an employer, I thought you're supposed to protect your staff. And so, if any of you are employers, or if any of you do have, are obviously responsible for employees, if you have a client that is very racially aggressive, don't you get in trouble for forcing the situation and forcing a staff member who is obviously aware of their racial concern, racial threats? Or do you protect the staff, keep them away from somebody who could be racially aggressive, and keep the other staff out of harm's way? I'm confused. I would think the hospital would be sued if they would have told the patient, which is apparently what they're getting sued for, if they would have told the patient, sorry, you're getting a black nurse whether you like it or not, and then force a nurse to work with this, racist, they would get sued because they could be putting their nurse in harm's way. Yet instead, they shuffled the staff around, put a non-black nurse into the situation to protect the black nurses, but they're getting sued for that anyway. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And the reason why this case is so important is because this could extrapolate to any of our businesses. I mean, if I have a patient who, tells me, look, I don't want that nurse, all right, keep that nurse away from me, you bet your butt I'm going to keep that nurse away from him, because I don't think that nurse is going to be safe. Now, I'm not allowed to kick that patient out right then and there. There's abandonment issues by state law. I still have to see the patient, but I'm not going to make my staff member be in a room alone with this guy, because, again, I'm putting her at risk. When I was in training, I can't tell you how many doctors said, I don't want a woman. Oh, no way. Oh, no. Get her out of here. Yeah, or no, I only want a woman that speaks Spanish. Now, I spoke Spanish, so I was like, I'm here. But and when that happened, my superior said, get out of here. We're going to get somebody else. Does that mean I could have sued my hospital? I mean, remember, it's the hospital's job to protect the staff. Or should the hospital have said, sorry, guys, you're going to get a black nurse whether you like it or not, and here she is. I would think the hospital would get sued for that because obviously the staff could say, wait a second, in writing, he said he didn't want a black nurse. What are you doing to us? Why are you making us work with this racist? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Actually, we got a medical question. We got Derek on the line. Hey, Derek, how you doing out there?
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. What's going on?
Well, I appreciate you taking my call. I've been having some headaches here that I just I'm not real sure about what the cause could be. I think it's migraines, but I'm not sure. It's really weird how they come on. They basically it's only happened the last couple months, and I will start having vision issues, like where I can't really see. I could see, but everything's blurry, and
okay.
Like I can't really make things out. I don't know how to explain it. It's very strange.
How long does that blurriness episode last?
Sometimes an hour, sometimes less.
Okay.
It's I know when it comes on because I feel weird. Like, you know, I start just feeling kind of like not myself. I don't know how to explain it, but.
Derek,
stuff comes on.
What part of the head hurts when you get your headache?
The top.
The top part, okay.
I would say.
Okay.
Most, if I had to pick a part, but
okay.
I feel like my head's almost in a vise, because then it starts, you know, the headache starts hammering after the vision stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've been noticing is I've been getting numbness in my hands and my tongue.
During the headache or?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Derek, great question. Thanks for calling. All right, so when it comes to headaches and you feel that vice, and a lot of us suffer from migraines, what Derek is describing is probably the aura, where before the headache really hits, you kind of get the weird either visual issues or the blurry vision. The only thing is there's other things that could be also happening, okay? It could be blood pressure spikes. It could be vasospasm of a vessel. Many times we'll do an MRI just to make sure everything looks good. We don't see extra pressure or swelling of the brain or a tumor, just to rule that out. But when it comes to headaches, we like to try to address it by preventing them. Don't go away. We're going to hit this question a little bit harder when we come back and take your calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 20th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $15.94.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.34.14, $8.17.07 for a half ounce, or $408.54 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.34.14, $8.17.07, and $408.54.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and a big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, even though we started the story talking about the hospital and the lawsuit when a patient had refused a black nurse and the hospital had given in, this is something that's definitely prompted a lot of calls, but I do realize some medical calls are coming through, so we're going to make sure we get to everybody. Just really quickly, prior to the break, we had Derek call discussing his headaches, starting to get some tongue numbness. Head feels like it's, you know, in a press. It's obviously pretty uncomfortable, and maybe an hour's worth of an aura of blurry vision. Even though migraines can do all that, remember, baseline, we're going to get a scan. All right, hands down, even if Obamacare doesn't want it, we'll get a scan just to make sure that there's nothing going on inside the brain. Once we know that that's fine, then we'll start to take a look at other things. Is it diet? Is it wine you're drinking? Is it head positioning with computers? Some of you get headaches from being on the computer all the time. You know, some of you even get headaches from certain radio shows and radio hosts. I know, shocking. So things like that are going to have to be taken into your history. The weather, the pillow you slept on, was it not your regular pillow? Did you take a nap and were you slumped a certain way and cocked with your neck? Were you sitting on the sofa a funny way? There's a variety of different things that could actually induce headaches, but before anything gets done, you'll probably notice your neurologist or your doctor, especially if you're having any numbness in the tongue or any visual changes, to get that scan. I also don't think it's a bad idea to make sure your ophthalmologist or eye doctor takes a peek, because sometimes having an eye issue will cause the headache. Like, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Are you getting the eye issues because you're starting a headache, or are you having eye issues, issues with your optic arteries or your optic nerve, and then you go into the headache? So that's about a one-year lecture on headaches and cervical occipital headaches and cervical verticillopathy in about a minute. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Janet on the line calling from Prescott. Hey, Janet, sweetie, how you doing?
I am well, thank you, doctor. Appreciate your time. Hey, I had a question for you. I don't experience joint pain, but when I kneel down, I get a burning sensation on the side of the knee, and I was wondering if you had any explanation for that.
Is it when you kneel down or when you try to get up from being kneeled down?
No, it's just when there's actually pressure, but it's just weird because there's no actual joint pain, but a burning sensation on the side of the kneecap.
Great. Which side? The inner side or the outer?
The outer.
The outer side. Okay. All right. The reason why I ask is you do have a little bursa, a little pocket of kind of fluid that the Pez Ansernine, we call it, that could sometimes swell, and that's on the inner side, and it kind of hurts sometimes when you touch it. So it doesn't sound like that. To me, it sounds like a cartilage issue. All right. Because if you have, let's say, a anatomical little tear or fray of the cartilage, and then you have a certain movement, you could still have the radiation towards the surface part of the knee. So with bending, even though I know you say it doesn't feel like it's deep in the joint, to me, because it's so localized, it could be that. It also could be a tendonitis. Could have an inflammation of the tendon or the muscle surrounding it. You do have patellofemoral tendons that could ache. But the fact that it's on the side, to me, it's making me think a little cartilage. So my recommendation would be have your doctor take a peek, do some tests, make sure your ligaments are strong. An x-ray may not look at the cartilage as well as an MRI. I would, but and also just make sure you don't have any pockets of fluid around there. Okay?
Excellent. Hey, thank you so much, doctor. Appreciate it.
No problem, Janet. Thank you. You know, I knew my knees were blown when I didn't really have an issue for a while. I'd blown my knee skiing, and I used to run for years. And then all of a sudden, my boy was at the age where he could be in a bathtub. You know how you always wash your babies in a sink? You have one of those little baby holders, you wash them in a sink? I would actually wash them in the kitchen sink because you had that spray. You know, and honestly, with a boy, you know, I mean, it's really hard to clean the poo-poo in certain crevices. If you get my girls are easy, you know, it's just one plane, right? One sort of plane. But with boys, you got kind of crevices and things dangling. So I just basically use the water spray to kind of get them hosed down, and I'd wash them in the bathroom sink. But then he got to the age where, you know, it was kind of messing up the cereal bowls, and I decided to actually now put him in a bubble bath, and you would kneel by the bubble bath. Well, I couldn't kneel. And what was even worse is getting back up. And I mean, I was in my 30s for crying out loud. Well, I know I got some cartilage tears. So sometimes that burning feeling or that pain, certain parts of the knee could be cartilage. But keep in mind, you also got muscle there, got ligaments, tendons, etc. Those could strain and hurt as well. All right. So for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We started the show discussing this case where a patient who had a swastika, from what I understand, tattooed on him, had ordered that a black nurse not take care of his newborn. From what I understand, the newborn had to be in the hospital for X amount of time. So rather than subject a nurse to any racial aggression, the hospital shuffled around some of the staff so a non-black nurse would take care of the newborn. Well, the hospital is now under a huge lawsuit as well as an investigation. And, you know, whatever happens in a hospital could very easily happen to any of our businesses, for any of us that own a business or for any of us who is a supervisor. And, you know, having gone through school and having gone through seeing multiple patients, patients. I've had to take patients, you know, care of patients with swastikas. I've taken care of patients who were sexist. I've taken care of patients who were racist. But if we ever had a patient very outlandishly or in writing demand that somebody not be around him or his family, they immediately got us out of harm's way. And so my question to, you know, I guess the judge in this case is, if the hospital wasn't supposed to, if the hospital is going to now be sued because they got nurses out of harm's way, why subject a nurse to racial aggression if, you know, if she doesn't want to be, et cetera? What should they have done? Should they have forced the black nurses to be in the same room with the father and the newborn and have them deal with, from what I understand, all month long, any sort of aggression? I would think they would get sued for that because it was very blatant that this person didn't want a black nurse. And if the hospital forced a nurse to work in that environment, they could be subject to a lawsuit. So my question is, what are you supposed to do as an employer, as a supervisor? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Are you supposed to notify the staff and then have the staff maybe write a little signed note that's notarized saying, I understand there's a patient that, you know, may be racially aggressive, but I want to work in that situation anyway? What are you supposed to do? I cannot stand these cases where you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. If the hospital was not supposed to protect the staff and was not supposed to give in, then what the heck are they supposed to do? And I'm an employer. If I have a patient, and remember, you can't discharge a patient for being racist. There's abandonment issues. You still got to take care of the patient. You still got to take care of the patient's baby. And they look like they're going to be aggressive to one of my nurses. I'm under the impression I could be in a hell of a lot of trouble putting my nurse in harm's way. Now, some of you may say, well, you know, he was only racist. It doesn't mean they were going to be harmed. Well, how do you know? The patient made it clear he didn't want a black nurse. Your job is then to protect the nurses. Why would you force a nurse to work with a patient that's that assertive? Why would you do that? To me, I thought, and then if not, somebody better tell us employers no. It's more of a, I don't want to use the word crime, but it's more of an infraction protecting the nurse, or it's more of an infraction giving in to racial requests than protecting the nurse. But something tells me nobody would say that, because I'm sure there's a lawsuit the other way around. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, one of you had called in and couldn't stay on the line over break, asking about your being unable to understand a doctor. What if a patient is given a nurse or a doctor who they can't understand? Now, for example, we had that issue when I was in training with some of the nurses who were bilingual but had very, very thick accents. For example, we had some Filipino nurses, some of the best nurses I've ever worked with. But I had patients come up to me saying, I don't want that nurse because she doesn't understand me. Will a hospital get sued for shuffling around a nurse that a patient could communicate with, or are they giving in to racism? I mean, this has to be, well, this has to be delineated. This has to be explained. Because if a patient then is not allowed to choose, like let's say a person wants somebody, like in my case, they wanted somebody to speak Spanish. So they refused me until I proved to them I could speak Spanish. Well, then everything was fine. But should the hospital get sued for what happened? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6 6 month, 3 month, 1 month, or 7 day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners. But they need you. GCN is looking for motivated, self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising, but we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in. Again.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Hey guys, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Ryan from Houston writes, Doctor, not to sound racist, but what is up with all these doctors that don't speak English and aren't even trained in America? I can't understand my doctor, so how am I supposed to follow his advice? Where do I find an English-speaking doctor? I thought they all speak English. I didn't think you could successfully practice if you didn't have some command of the English language. But I, you know what? I hear you. I have patients that come in saying that they really couldn't understand the specialist. The accent was very thick. I mean, I don't think that's being racist. I mean, you know, seeing a doctor and not being able to understand their accent, just like sometimes I speak too quickly. Sometimes I talk too fast. I don't really see how I talk too fast. I mean, you think I talk too fast? I don't think I talk too fast, but let's say a patient thinks I talk too fast. You know, recognizing that you are having to communication issue doesn't necessarily mean you're racist, okay? We got to be really careful because this racist term now is being thrown around so much. And everybody is so afraid of being racist that now they don't even know what to say or how to talk. Or, you know, somebody asked me if they could call me Jew or a Jew or Jewish. Right? I'm like, no, it's okay. Just, why do you even need to bring up my religion? It's me. So I think everybody's kind of, you know, all heightened, awareness and anxiety over, you know, it's a little frustrating because I think you're going to say the wrong thing if you are that nervous and scared. But, being aware of the fact that your doctor, you know, has a thick accent and you're having some difficulty communicating with them, that's okay to bring up. And if anybody thinks you're being racist, I don't know what to say to that. But we do have many foreign doctors coming to America and filling up certain specialties and certain primary care roles. We have a doctor shortage. We do. We do have people from international schools coming in. And from what I can understand, their training is still phenomenal. Okay, you can't practice in America without graduating, without passing certain tests and boards and doing your continuing medical education. So, you know, our standards for physicians in America are still extremely high. And, many of the foreign trained doctors I know are phenomenal. Some of these schools are superb. So I know many people think people are getting their license out of a Cracker Jack box. No, that's not happening. There are so many checks and balances that whether the board finds American schools consistent and non-American schools inconsistent, there's still ways to ensure that somebody coming here is properly trained, properly licensed. So I wouldn't be concerned about where people train. Okay, not being able to understand your doctor though is a concern. Okay, you know, because I try to teach you all to sit down and talk to the doctor. You know. Push his rolly chair up to him and say, have a seat, doc. Okay, don't just give me 5 seconds. Can we sit down and have a conversation about my heart or about my prostate or about my life expectancy? So I urge you to do that. But if you can't understand your doctor or your doctor's English is very difficult for you to discern, then, you know, sometimes I have recommended that you get a doctor you can't understand. And I know many of you have aired your frustration that you felt like you've needed to bring an interpreter into the room with the doctor when you are English speaking, and this is America. And I understand. I mean, that's what the show is here for you to air your concerns and for you to, ask somebody in the medical field what the real scoop is. That's what I'm here for, in addition to answering your medical questions and explaining what gives you gas. I mean, you know, we've had a successful show thus far. So, you know, don't be afraid to, be concerned like that. It is concerning. It is concerning that English may not be the primary language in future years, and we will all be forced to learn a second language. It is concerning. For me, it's no big thing because I know Spanish. So I'm very comfortable speaking Spanish. But I do see how many of you are kind of intimidated. All right? And I'm not saying that most of these doctors speak Spanish. Many of these doctors speak a variety of different languages. But the fact that some of you have said that you felt you needed to bring in an interpreter just so you could talk to your doctor in the American setting, I understand that that is kind of frustrating because, you know, I took English classes in school. I mean, when I went to school, we had to learn grammar. We had to learn to spell. We had to learn English. That stunk. So many of us really don't want to learn a second language. Many of us think that now we're of an age where we get to relax a little bit and we should be able to speak freely and understand who we're talking to next to us, especially if it's somebody that's taking care of your mother, your wife, your daughter, etc., or you. All right? But please realize that, you know, as being a melting pot, as America always has been, the idea of you learning our language coming to America is not as enforced as it used to be. You had to know English when you came to our country. You also had to have money. For any of you that ever go to Ellis Island, the tour is phenomenal. And you actually had to have money, or you had to have a sponsor who was going to take care of you, or you had to have proof that you were going to have a job before you came to our country. And you had to learn the language. That's what you had to do. Now we're being very lax about it. All right. And I understand that. I'm not going to get into an immigration debate, but we are. We're more lax about it. And, you know, many people don't feel the need to learn English. My father had to. And my father had to learn English fast. Now, of course, his first set of vocabulary were the cuss words. And my mom was extremely frustrated because, you know, my older sister was, you know, young. And, of course, you know, picking up your first words from daddy. But, you know, he was driving around Los Angeles in the 60s. He needed to be able to blend. So he learned cuss words first. And they were also very easy. Monosyllabic, very easy words for him to learn. And then he learned English. But that was a time where you just knew you had to learn English. Now there's not that much of a push, and I have many patients that come in that don't, and they may not be able to learn English. And luckily, I'm prepared for that. I could speak Spanish. I have a nurse that speaks Spanish, etc. But are we going to see a change? Are we going to see more and more doctors that English is not going to be their primary language, and you'll have difficulty understanding them? Yes. Absolutely. And here Ryan's like, where do I find an English-speaking doctor? I mean, you just call around. I mean, I would think Houston would be a big enough city where if you called around, you know, you could ask and say, you know, look, I have trouble discerning accents. Does the doctor have an accent, or will I be able to understand him? You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to ask for a physician that you could understand, okay? That's not being racist. That's not. Okay, but also keep in mind, you do have a lot of doctors that don't like to sit and talk, okay, whether they're English speaking or not. And that's something that the language barrier or the lack of a language barrier may not overcome. All right, we are seeing more and more people frustrated with the fact that they cannot sit down and get a conversation out of their doctor. And there's a lot of reasons for that. It's not just HMOs. It's because, you know, lack of reimbursement. You need to see more patients. And also, you know, liability. You know, if you sit down and have a deep heart-to-heart conversation with the patient, the more they'll bring up, the more they claim they brought up, and if you didn't address all those problems, you're liable. So many times doctors, and no one would want to admit this, but many times doctors will say, look, just one problem. We've got to limit it to the one problem so I can handle that one problem well, and then you're going to have to come back again. Because all it takes is somebody saying, you know what, I told him about my headaches, and he didn't address it. He blew it off. And you're dead in the water. So many times people are saying they didn't get a chance to bring up their second problem or their third problem. That's going to be a trend you're going to see. It's going to be one problem where, you know, per doctor, per visit, per day. That's the way it's going to be. Because there's just not going to be enough time. Our quality of health care is dropping, if you haven't noticed. It's dropping. But your quality of radio, skyrocketing. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. Taking your medical questions. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget, we are still booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. It is going to be exquisite this summer, going up the Inside Passage of Alaska, leaving out of Seattle. Please check that out on my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Yesterday, we were talking about Oscar Pistorius. Thomas and the murder of his and the death of his girlfriend, Reva. Oh my gosh, I always have to look up the last name. I really apologize about that. And we were talking about if he did have a burst of anger. He's claiming he had thought there was an attacker in the house, and he had shot, and then was shocked to find that it was his girlfriend that he shot. But we were talking about medications that maybe he could have been on if he did have a burst of anger. Well, it looks like today officers have revealed that testosterone and needles were found in his home. Also, there has been some question of a possible steroid substance found in his home. I can't confirm that, though. Now, of course, Mr. Pistorius' lawyer is saying the substance was an herbal supplement and was not subject to international prohibitions on doping. But for those of you who were kind of questioning, maybe he had some steroids in his system, and that's why he allegedly blew up and had the fight with his girlfriend that caused allegedly her death, this is another key to the puzzle. Testosterone found in Oscar Pistorius' home. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we knew this would happen. Okay. Remember, there was a birth control pill recall about a year and a half ago. And many of us were like, oh my gosh, you know, what's going to happen if people get pregnant on it? Okay. Are they going to sue? Well, yeah. Yep, they are suing. Apparently, Ashanta Russell had been taking her birth control pills faithfully for more than a dozen years without a hitch. June 2011, pregnancy tests were turning up positive, and she was stunned. She then received, a few months later, a recall notice in the mail warning that the pills she had taken may have been placed in the wrong order in their blister packs. Now, remember, with the birth control pill, you usually have about 21 days of active ingredient, and then the last 7 days are the dummy pills. And sometimes you call them sugar, but they basically have an inactive ingredient, so it reminds you to keep taking your pill. Well, if the inactive ingredient was mixed in with the regular pack, then you are taking inactive birth control, hence putting yourself at risk for getting pregnant. Now, the recall in September 2011 was made by Qualitest Pharmaceuticals, the manufacturer of the pills that Ms. Russell took. It was followed closely last year, but unrelated, they said, to other similar recalls that happened with, I believe, other manufacturers with faulty packaging. I guess Pfizer in January, Glenmark Generics in February, Sandoz in June. Now, the recalls have involved millions of blister packs of pills that were distributed to warehouses and pharmacies. We don't know how many women became pregnant, okay, when taking the pills. We have no idea. But Ms. Russell is 33 years old, has a one-year-old child, from what I understand, a beautiful one-year-old child, but is suing Qualitest, the parent corporation, and the company that packaged her pills. Her lawsuit was filed last week in Jackson County Circuit Court, and she seeks compensation for her health care costs, for the cost of raising her child, and for the emotional pain she's been through. She says, I was devastated. I questioned myself after all these years, how could this happen? Then I received a letter in the mail. Of course, I was angry. There is nothing I did that was a mistake. Oh, she describes herself as a workaholic with a passion to travel. Before her daughter was born, she held down two jobs, would go to trips like Jamaica, Miami, and Las Vegas, and planned to go back to school to train for a job in healthcare. Okay, so do these people have a right to sue? And if they have a right to sue, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, does anybody have a right to sue for getting pregnant if they take a birth control pill? Now, keep in mind, when you take a birth control pill, and a birth control pill that doesn't have a screw-up, it's still only maybe about 92, 95% effective, okay? When I was given a birth control pill by my doctor, I knew very darn well that this doesn't prevent pregnancy 100%. So if I got pregnant on it, I never thought I would sue the company, because I, you know, that's why a lot of people double do, we call it, where they're on the pill, but they still use condoms. You can get pregnant while being on the pill. But when this occurred, this recall occurred, we knew this was just ripe for the picking. Okay? And so, of course, there are attorneys. I'm trying to think how many other people are suing right now. I thought, from what I understand, there's lawsuits going on now in multiple states. I guess there's one in Georgia. Kansas and Missouri allow that lawyers can call wrongful pregnancy or conception cases, failed vasectomies. Lawyers can sue. Now, I don't get this. Don't we all take a risk with birth control? I'm under the impression, as a doctor, that if you don't want to get pregnant, you don't have sex. If you want to, you know, if you want to lessen your chances of getting pregnant, lessen them, you could take your chance on a condom. You could take your chance on a birth control pill. You could take your chance on the rhythm method. Okay? You could take your chance on a sponge, on an IUD, but you're taking a chance. Now, a lawyer will say, Dr. Dahlia, this is hands down. It's a clear-cut case. The birth control pills that they bought were faulty, and they got pregnant. Okay, but if this case goes, can anybody sue for getting pregnant while taking a birth control pill? I mean, if there's already these quote-unquote wrongful pregnancy cases in other states for a failed vasectomy, how the heck is the doctor supposed to at 100% or a pharmaceutical company supposed to at 100% prevent a nature? You can't. If that sperm wants to get out of that vas deferens and gets to where it wants to go, my guess is that sperm is going to do it. Okay, some of us have super sperm. And, you know, I know this woman had things to do, but if you're going to have sex that's unprotected, remember, being on a birth control is not considered protected sex. Protected sex means you have a condom, right? Okay, you guys got to get that definition right. Having unprotected sex, but taking a pill every day to hope that the climate's not going to be right for your egg to ovulate or a sperm to get up there for them to meet and for the fertilized egg to land. Oh, I was talking so much I forgot the first part of my sentence. Okay? That sucks. I forgot the first part of my sentence. All right? There are so many possibilities for you to still get pregnant. I can't tell you how many of my patients have gotten pregnant on birth control pills, which is why I tell them you still need to use condoms. Now, we tell people to use condoms for the first couple months. All right? But it's not 100%. Now, some pills claim they're 97 to 99% effective. I would say be very careful with that. You never know. What if you don't digest it right? What if that particular lot, something happened, you know, manufacturing-wise. So my urge to any of you that are having, quote-unquote, unprotected sex, premarital sex, not planning to have a baby, be careful. There's always that chance of getting pregnant. And whoever is instilling the idea that you are going to be 100% safe from a pregnancy needs to stop doing that. And if that's what you're thinking, you're dead wrong. You're going to get pregnant. So, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that Miss Russell is suing because she can. She can. This is a slam dunk. Company gave out pills that had the dummy pills. It's a slam dunk. She's going to sue. But my question is can people take this further? And, you know, come on then. If you don't want to get pregnant, you don't have sex. I know that's not very realistic, though. I know. I understand. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-877-877. 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.